Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to everyone, giving God the honor and glory and praise for another day and evening of his mercy and grace that he has shared with me one more time. Excuse me, a little allergy problems tonight, but we can get past that with God's grace. I do want to start out, the show name is The Family Knows Best, and it says on here, host, Minister Dwayne Harshaw, and guest. I would like for it to say Minister's helper, Dwayne Harshaw, instead of saying minister, because I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea and think I'm going past being something that I'm not fully, but I am a helper within the ministry of sharing God's word. I thank God for the opportunity that he has given me through this program, ministry program, spiritual program, trying to do the will of God and showing the love that he has given us to see a new year that was a promise to us. Nothing that we deserve, but his grace and mercy continues to see us through. I thank the Lord for looking over me and my family, all of my loved ones, continuing to bless them in a special way. Even when they're not serving him, he's still protecting them and looking over them, because he said he would rain on the just as well as the unjust. So that means everybody has an opportunity of God's grace if they want it, and looking for a change in 2023 for the better of life. Not to say that things is going to be easy. Not to say that things is going to be altogether better. Situations and problems come in any way you look at it, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not. But there's a difference when you're living, then the Holy Spirit living within you, and you can go to Jesus anytime and talk to him. He's always by your side, said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Just his love alone is enough. But he told Paul, my grace is sufficient. So that means grace is sufficient enough for us as well as anyone else. We just have to grab hold and hold on and trust him, and just wait on the Lord. We're going to start out tonight with a prayer. We're going to do our prayer request for all of our sick and needy, all of our loved ones that's still struggling, going through with the loss of loved ones, because it's not easy and it's something hard to get by. Going through the COVID situations in their life, COVID has left its mark and scar on people. They're still fighting through the after effects of COVID-19. And the ones that are still going through getting COVID, struggling throughout with health issues, our sick and needy, our older generation, going through within the restrooms, not being carried forward the way that they should be. Our police officers, some good, some bad, things going on within their life, and then they have to face the streets. We have good people all around. No matter the color, no matter the age, I heard on the news this morning, we're going to pray for that family, the 6-year-old little boy that took a gun to school and fired it off in the classroom, and the teacher put her hand up and the bullet went through her hand and hit her in the shoulder or somewhere along that way. Don't know what the little girl was going through, but something was going on. So we don't know what our children, our family within homes are going through. Everybody has a situation in life that they're going through something. It's sad, and it's hard to get them to open up to certain situations sometimes. But we have to continue to talk to them, continue to pray, continue to encourage them, and try to reach them in some kind of way that they'll know that you care enough about them to show that love that's needed, that space that's needed of emptiness. Jesus is needed in their lives. We have to talk about Jesus, and we're going to continue to pray for them. We're going to go into prayer for all the nation, the world as a whole, just including each and every one and everybody. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbling ourselves this evening, knowing that you are the light of the world, the source of everything that's needed in our lives and in this old land. We know, Lord, we can look to you and continue to trust you at your word and your promises. Things is not easy in this old world. It's turned upside down. So many people, Lord, doing so much wrong around people. Our children suffering, Lord, from things that they don't understand. Our families, dear God, have parted ways with each other and not coming together like they used to. Family problems is a mess. The elderly facing abuse each and every day. The homeless, dear God, still out on the streets in the cold. Nowhere to go and no help for them. We ask, Lord, that you intervene and continue to bless each and every one with someone, Lord, that may be able to step in place to be a help, to be an encourager, to be a provider. We don't know what the future holds, but, Lord, you know. And we have faith in Jesus and the hope that we have that one day, dear God, that we live this life according to your will, your word, and be led by the Holy Spirit in obedience, everything will be all right. Help us to be obedient in every way, Lord, no matter the situations or the circumstances. We have to be obedient to your word. We have to share Jesus with everyone. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. We have to know when to be quiet and when to open up, Lord. And only you can give us that, dear God, deep down inside of our hearts. We ask that you bless our households, our relationships, all of our children, grandchildren, great-grands. We know, dear God, that you have blessed this show tonight, this program, in the name of Jesus, dear God. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be here tonight. You have made a way, dear God, and I just hope that something encouraging, helpful, that may come from me, Lord. Holy Spirit, lead me to all truth and understanding, to be about you, Lord. I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And I thank you for what you're going to do in advance. In the name of Jesus, ask you to wrap your mercy hands around this home, to protect it. My nieces, Shanice and Sharice, and my sister, Robin, I ask that you bless them in a special way. Our pastor, Bishop R.C. Bryant, dear God, the things he's going through right now, we ask that you bless him and his companion. Our sister, Pastor Sharon Logan, and her husband. Our deacon, Wes Armstrong, Lord, with the things that he's going through, and the son, James Armstrong, Jr., and his companion and household. Lord, we continue to ask you to bless Bishop Armstrong, Lord, with his situations and his struggles, and all that he does to keep on going, to keep on doing, to keep on teaching, to keep on working, dear God, for your glory, honor, and praise. We appreciate him, Lord, and we just want to let him know we love him and we're never going to stop praying for anyone. We'll continue to pray for each other. In the name of Jesus, each and every day, each and every moment, because it's about him. The only source that can see us through. We give you honor and praise right now, dear God, and we ask that you bless this program throughout the night. Everyone that may be listening, every caller that may call in, we ask, Lord, that you work in the midst of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. We honor you, we praise your holy name, and we lift your name up, Lord, on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We thank each and every one tonight that may be listening in. We're going to talk a little bit. The show and program is of tonight, The Family Knows Best. The Family Knows Best. God's design for the family. The family is the foundation, institution of society, ordained by God. It is consisted by marriage and is composed of persons related to one another by marriage, blood, or adoption. The family knows best. The family is a foundational institution of human society. And the reason why we say that, because Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 to 25, and chapter 4, verse 1, lets us know so. I'm not going to go through doing a lot of reading through scriptures, but we have some, and we're going to talk a little bit about God's design for the family. And we're going to do this according to God's word. That way, nobody can't say that I'm making up stories or giving them anything untrue, because all of it is in God, giving us what we need at the time we need it. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have it. So it's his design. Right here, it says Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 to 25. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam,
and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They become as one because it's husband and wife, not wife and wife or husband and husband. It says man and wife according to God's word. And they were both naked, and it says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So that's what it says. It says the family is a fundamental institution of human society. That's how the family started to begin. And then we go to number two, says the family is consisted by marriage. So after the marriage, it goes on to say, okay, a pattern of historical factor. It says, see, in Matthew 19:1-12, marriage is ordained by God, it says. So if marriage is ordained by God, then somewhere along the way, the family had to begin. So we're still talking about family, but the thing is, we're coming from the word of God about family, and then we find out ourselves about family as we go on. It says marriage must be between one man and one woman. It don't say between one man and one man, and one woman and one woman. It says one man and one woman. Marriage is criticized by leaving authority structure of one's parent and joining together to form a new authority structure. Marriage is a picture of the relationship of Christ to the church. Marriage is a covenant before God between man and woman. Proverbs 2:17. You can look and it'll tell you about it. Malachi 2:14. So what we're doing, as I said from the beginning, it says the family knows best, host. And it says, Minister Dwayne Harshaw, but like I said before, I would like for it to say, Minister's Helper, Dwayne Harshaw, and guest, 8:30, Tuesdays, Minister's Helper, because I don't want anyone to get the wrong misunderstanding from what it's saying. We're all some type of ministers in God's eye, but when we call on the word minister, ministries sound more appropriate for me, ministry helper. But we're talking about the family, how family began to know best. It started out with Adam when God brought all the animals to him and he named them. The family hadn't begun yet. But then it went on to whereas when Adam had no help meet to help and see him through, God caused a deep sleep to fall on him, took one of his ribs and got that flesh back together. He didn't have to have no surgical knife or anything like they do surgeries on you right now. Simply because he was God Almighty alone, could do any and everything that he wanted to in any kind of way he wanted to. And it was done. If he spoke it, it was done. So as Adam woke up and God brought the woman to him, and he said it was bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and she shall be called woman. Well, now we're getting to the part to whereas Adam has someone now, and God gave him a specific job to do. And it goes on later on into it. And I'm sure everybody knows the story that they began, things messed up and got kicked out of the garden. So we look at the situation, the family didn't begin in the garden, because they messed up before the family could begun. But the family was started afterwards. It says, God has commissioned and blessed humanity with the charge to be fruitful and multiply. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It said, God commissioned. And if God commissioned it, then that's the way it was, because God said so. Let's see what the... Okay, it says that was Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and plenteous and replenisheth the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Every living thing that moveth upon the earth. He told them to multiply and replenish every living thing on the earth. So it lets you know that God had already had a plan for man even before they messed up. And then we go down here, it says, parents have the primary responsibility to God, given authority to teach their children. Parents are responsible for their children's general education. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Chapter 4, 1 and 2. So, it says, parents are responsible for their children's general education. Here we go, Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now I say that the heirs, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutor and governs until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. So it's letting us know you know, this was a job that God had ordained for us, that we have to do our best in teaching our children in the way that they should be taught. You know, this is the serious stuff, because we're going to talk a little bit about family. So if God had ordained everything, and we say that the program is the family knows best, okay, how is the family supposed to know best? If they're not living God's will, reading God's word, doing God's work, being led by the Holy Spirit in every kind of way to the truth and knowledge of what they need in God's will, how are they able to manage the situation of family? Because it was already ordained that we know, even when we was out into the world as sinners and we did the things we do, God had already had it set up for man and woman to replenish the earth, multiply. And that was the commandment that he gave them. So the thing is, family knows best, because when family comes together, families around family. So family has to know best about family within their families. You know, we had a thing when we was younger, and, you know, the aunts come together and they thought about their nieces and nephew. And then all the sisters come together and talked about it, and just to see what they thought about it being a good idea to do for the nieces and the nephews of all of the families, of the family. And we started it, and they would get the families together of everybody. Didn't have to be their individual family. It was their brothers, their sisters, family members. And it was just for that family relationship within that family that they got together and they started something. Coming together, cooking food for them, baking, whatever it took to bring them together just to have a good time as family together. And it was working good. And it continued to work good for years. But the thing is, the main thing was that the aunts cared enough about family, not only their own family, but other families outside of their family, as they took in as their own, as they treated as their own. You don't hear things like that today. And they did this for years. And it continues to this day on when we can come together to do it. And it's about family. Family does know. Family does what family needs. You come together. You set things up as a family. And the younger generation comes in and they begin to learn about what the older generation had learned. About family, about showing love, about coming together, sharing time together, getting to know one another. But God had a plan for all of this to happen. He knew what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and how. His grace and mercy has kept a lot of us together. We've had a lot that's passed and gone on. But family is still connected. Family still comes together. And there's a lot of families that don't get along. They don't come together like they used to. Mad at one another. don't appreciate one another for what they have or what's going on within their life, because they may have more, have better. Then you have families fussing and fighting over something that they never have worked for when the parents die. They're fighting and fussing over the properties, the home, things within the homes, when they didn't put any effort or anything into it, but they feel like that they should have something out of it. You know, it's funny the way family works nowadays compared to back in the days of old. People didn't worry about what was going to get out of the family when they died and passed. Not many people. There were still some, but not many as far as our families and generations, because back then we had to see what it was like to live life, not to get by and have things given to us in life. We had to see what it was like in life, going outside to the outhouse in 12, 15 inches of snow on the ground, or go out to the well and draw water from the wells, get up and make fires in the fireplace or either in the wood stoves, the cook stoves, get wood together evening and morning, evening after school, mornings before go to school, to make sure that mom was able to keep warm during the day, enough wood for her to get through the day with, and enough wood for her to be able to cook on the wood stove with. They don't know anything about that. No cell phones. You was blessed if you had one phone, and most people didn't have that. But if you had one phone, you had a limit on the time when somebody called you, because somebody might be calling the house for a particular reason. You didn't get to sit on the phone minutes at a time talking to your friends. You didn't get to go outside one time, come home to play and have a good time until you got your homework and your housework done. So family back then was important. Family hung together more. I have two callers on tonight. We're going to let them give some input on what they feel about family or whatever, you know, you may have to say or anything encouraging or whatever it may be. Praise the Lord. I have your mics open.
Shalom, family. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise God.
Peace and love, God. Yes, sir. Praise God.
Yeah.
My situation, I'm just going to give a little bit of background on it. I'm presently with my wife 15 years, and we were married one time before for 7 years, and I just up and left. You know, I felt I didn't have responsibility for her and the three little children that we had, you know. And I just up and left doing what I wanted to do and what I felt to do, and I just went on about my business, you know. And it was like I just didn't care. Just didn't care. Now, a lot of people would say, well, that was probably because you were young. And no, I had a father and mother in the home as I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But their situation, I just couldn't get a grip on their situation, because they were sort of like at each other. It was an adverse relationship.
Right.
But you know, as I grew, I was out in the world doing all kinds of stuff. But as I grew, when God called me in, you know, I felt the need to let her and the children know that, hey, I'm sorry for what I did. If you can forgive me, please. You know, and I'll move on with my life. Hopefully you can move on with your life. And I made some plans to go to South America from New York. I was living in New York. And my wife, she was living in North Carolina. So I made some plans to go to South America. That's okay. I'm about ready to get up out this country because I see what's coming down down the pike. So I made plans, and God put my youngest son back in my life. He called me, and I hadn't talked to him in 19 years, you know, but he still had that respect for me at that time. Mm-hmm. And he gave me his mother's phone number, and God was putting her up. He was releasing her out of the relationship she was in. And, you know, I wasn't thinking. I got plans. So she called me and asked if I had a vacation coming. And I wasn't thinking twice. God's plan was in motion, and I didn't realize it. And I just said, yes, vacation time. So before you know it, I was down here. During her birthday that particular year, and I said, I want to go to church and get baptized. So I went to church, and I have been saved now. I went to church down here, and the church she was going to, received the Holy Ghost, and then got baptized. And, we celebrated her birthday. I went back to New York, quit my job for my birthday, and come right back down here. And God blessed us to get married all over again. And see what it was.
Amen. God be the glory.
God has put that, the thing that I got rid of, you know, because I was a good guy. I wanted to be a good father and everything, but I got close in the world. So God sent me back. And me and my wife, we got married again, you know. And the kids, our children and grandchildren, They were glad that I got myself together and act like I know I come on back where I should have been all along. But I understood what God was trying to show me. It wasn't that I was able to make a decision by myself, being a marriage relationship. Me and the wife should have been as one, you know, and not me drifting off somewhere to do my own thing.
Amen.
Because the flesh was calling, and I'm in the world, so. I come back. We got together. I got sick, but I was still doing what a man was take care of his family and the home, you know. And I went down. I came down with a pocket full of money, and I helped with the bills and the rent and whatever, the car payment, whatever else. I just helped out. Got me a little job. It wasn't much, $6.15 an hour. But God blessed me with that job, and I got a paycheck every week. And that was the beginning, you know. And after a while, the children, I got some respect back for my children, you know. They're up in age, but you know, I wasn't there for them when they were small growing up. But God put it on them and put it in them, you know, that, you know, he's still your dad, you know. And he's come back not to try to make anything up, but to take his place in the family where he should have been all along. You know, and God, he just working. He worked in them. He worked in me. And I approached every last one of them separately and let them know that, you know, it was my fault. I did something I shouldn't have done. It's the way of the world. I was out there and caught up. But now, you know, I gave my life to the Lord. And me and my wife, we're in the church. You know, we're both serving God. And we try to impart on each one of them. You need to seek God, put your life, live for God. And that way, your family is close and tight, and you don't have to have no issues. And even though we don't have any small kids here living with us, we're trying to be an example for whoever.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And
to that's what it's
them,
about.
Yeah, and let them know that it shouldn't have happened in the first place. I was in the world. She was in the church. The devil led me out there to do some stuff. I left my wife and kids. That's life. But God sent me right back. After 32 years, he sent me right back to my wife. You know, and we're both serving the God. We're both serving the Lord right now, you know. And we try to be involved in the grandkids and great-grandkids because there's young people there and they're taking the way of the world, you know, similar to the way that I took. Just don't want to respect the family at all. It's like they're nobody.
Yes,
you know, they're just in the house, you know. But we put out, you know, we just do what we can, and we pray for them and to let other people know. The family, God ordained the family. He ordained
it
from the beginning. He ordained from the beginning, and you can look and see how many families are really together. The mom working, the dad working, they got their own little lifestyle and friends.
That's right.
They come and go as they, and the kids, they're raising themselves.
That's right.
And it's just all falling apart. You know, nobody wants to get married.
It really is.
You know, two or three couples get married, but the most of them, they live together. Oh, we're doing okay. Until the boyfriend leaves, and then what? You know, there's a problem.
Then everything gets started.
But glory to God. You know, I'm just truly thankful for God and His will being done in my life.
Amen.
Being done. All things work together for good of them that love the Lord.
Love the Lord. Amen.
No matter
that is
what
true.
It is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He is the reason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, sister. We got 3 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Because he did obtain family and marriage. And even though the world's turned upside down, God's word is true. And if we go by God's word and do it His way, it'll work out. Because His word is not going to change for anyone. And if we abide in
His
word and His word abide in us, it'll all work out. So we have to stand for what is right. Regardless of what laws are passed, regardless of what people say, we stand for what God's word says. And that's what we'll stand for, regardless of who says what.
Yes.
Because we can't change His word. His word settled in heaven. And His word
is
one man, one wife. That's the unit. That's the unit. That's what makes
Amen.
The family. And there's the children.
Does.
Father, the mother, then the children. And if you raise them according to God's word, it'll work out. Things going to come.
Yes, it
but
will.
If you stand on God's
it
word, it'll work out in the end. And I just thank God for the podcast and how He's using you, brother. Continue to lift Him up because you're doing a great job.
Praise God. Because He's the one that deserves all the honor and praise.
Yep.
Without Him, I couldn't do what I do without His help. Without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me within my life, I couldn't do it by myself.
Right, you couldn't do it. That's right.
But God has given me a job. That's why I said, you know, I checked out the, I always look at that on the, you know, the name of the show where it says Minister Dwayne Hart Show, and I always say I'm a minister's shepherd because I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea or anything. But I am a shepherd of the ministry. And God has given us an opportunity to share His word with people all over the land. And like I said, anytime that I come on, I've got my little tablet in front of me with scripture to where anything that I talk about is all about scripture and not just me saying. I might be able to come up with something that God's given me or the Holy Spirit leads me to say within that scripture about something in a way. But as far as me coming out saying on my own that we can't do, we have to follow God's will, God's word. Live it, be about it, and share it with everybody. And if we do that, everything will be all right because I'm not coming off of self. I'm coming from the word of God. And we can't fight against God's word. People can say what they want to or what they will, but God's word is going to be true no matter what.
And
if we share it the best that we can and just go ahead and trust Him and hold on, His is true because He already has.
It's
He already
That's
has.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, looks like the lights have went off to the end for me.
Praise the Lord.
So I guess with that being said, we are at the end of the show once again.
Yes,
but
sir.
I thank God for each and every one you called in. I thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank him for the opportunity of being able to share this program with everyone and continue to have other ones that share the program too within this program ministry, because it's an honor and a blessing. And when God's in the midst of it all, working it out, then you can't knock against that, because that's his will. He opened up this door because of a reason, because of what he wanted to get to his people. And as we said, many people listening around the world, we don't know who, we don't know where, but we want to reach somebody's heart of encouraging them to know that Jesus is the reason for every day of the year. Not just Christmas when we say Jesus is the important season. He is the reason for every day of the year, because without him in each day, we couldn't make it. We couldn't
make it.
So because he's in every day of our life, to the glory of God, we can stand. You just got to want to stand. As hard as it may be and as hard as it may seem, if we put our trust and our focus on the source of life, we can make it.
We can make it.
To God be the glory. I guess I better go ahead and shut on off the incense, everything. Praise the Lord. I appreciate y'all and Lord's will. We'll come back whenever God blesses us to see it again. And shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Yes.